Locker room chats continue week three of the high school football season. We now talk to Frankfort head football coach Nick Anderson. His team off to a 2-0 start. Our locker room chat brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfort, Countryside Feed, and Community Healthcare System as well. Coach, 43-0, the victory in week two at Wetmore. Overall takeaways from that ball game, and what'd you like from your team that game?
You know, I thought we got off to a pretty good start. We had a really good first quarter, and we're able to, not necessarily create a turnover, but give ourselves some good field position early on in the game that, you know, allowed us to score quick. And, you know, defensively, we ran a lot of guys in and out. And I thought, for the most part, we flew around pretty well. And, anytime you can hold an 8-man team scoreless, you did something right.
And when obviously you build that big lead, you get an opportunity to get some of those younger guys in, you know, what's just the benefit of that? You know, maybe not necessarily for this season, but years down the road when you can get those younger guys these reps early.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just because you may have numbers and are able to play JV doesn't mean that very many other schools are. And so we got to take those opportunities when they present themselves. And so it was great that we were able to do that Friday. And we got a big freshman class. And, you know, that's a group that we're going to rely on heavily, you know, not only in future years, but next year for sure. So, you know, anytime we can get them game reps and it's going to be very valuable for our program.
Talk about the strength up front with the interior line, just offensively and defensively. A lot of these guys, of course, kind of play both ways. But, you know, obviously it's been very good in the first 2 weeks. But, you know, the offense certainly rolls at times, but it's about the guys up front.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we got a good core group of guys that have played a lot of football for us. And, you know, a lot of those guys got decent size. And so it is nice when you're watching film and you can see the point of attack going backwards and things like that. It's very encouraging, and you know, our backs get a lot of the praise and the glory, you know. But so it's nice that you know, people like you recognize the job that our big guys are doing.
Onega and Frankfort will meet up in a TVL matchup coming up this week in week three. We'll preview that matchup right after this. We continue to talk to Frankfort head football coach Nick Anderson. It is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfort, Countryside Feed, and Community Healthcare System. Coach, again, your team off to a great start. 2-0, when you look at the week three opponent, it is Onega. You know, they're off to an 0-2 start. Watch the film a little bit. You know, what's the takeaway and what you're going to see from Onega this week?
Probably the best 0-2 team in the state of Kansas right now. They're definitely a scary team. They're a veteran group that's played a lot of football, and they got good size and good athleticism. So, you know, they are definitely present some challenges. And if we're not up to match their physicality, we could be in for a long evening.
I've talked to a lot of these coaches in the TVL here in the last couple of weeks. And one of the things I've been hearing is, you know, some of them feel like, you know, obviously the TVL is always difficult year in and year out. But, you know, they feel like it's a little more balanced with some of those mid-tier teams and it's a little more competitive. Do you get that same feeling that, you know, maybe the TVL is a little bit more up with some of these middle-tier teams?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we have four or five teams, you know, maybe even six teams right there that on any given day could beat anybody. So, you know, I told our guys at the beginning of the year that I thought our schedule, as tough as it was last year, might be more difficult this year just because of what you said right there, the parity and you know, just the overall level of quality teams in our league is pretty substantial.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, you get Onega on Friday night. You call them the best 0-2 team in the state. So when you look at keys to the game and to extend that record to 3-0, what's going to need to happen for you?
You know, first of all, we're going to have to take care of the football. We've been a little careless, more careless than I'd like to see to start the year, and, you know, kind of make some, you know, silly plays that we kind of shoot ourselves in the foot here and there. So we can clean some of those things up. I think it'll be crucial. And then obviously we're going to have to tackle, you know, the Fisher kid and their tailback run extremely hard and sometimes can be hard to bring down. So if we can, you know, eliminate the big mistake and get guys to the ground, I think we'll have a good opportunity.
Frankfort head football coach Nick Anderson joining us. It is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfort, Countryside Feed, and Community Healthcare System. His team off to a great start, 2-0, looking to expand that to 3-0 against Onega this week. Coach, as always, appreciate the time and good luck on Friday.
All right, thank you.